CCP's repression of Xinjiang in Canada becomes a national problem when not spurned, association tells MPs. If there is no direct response to end Beijing's transnational repression targeting Xinjiang performing arts in Canada, foreign regimes will be emboldened to suppress artistic and religious freedom to the detriment of all Canadians, representatives of the Falun Dafa Association of Canada told a parliamentary committee. The representatives made the remarks in response to questions from MPs on the House of Commons Heritage Committee, who raised concerns about the Chinese Communist Party's suppression tactics in Canada. "What we're talking about, as I see it, is the systematic targeting of a particular arts and culture presentation by a foreign state that doesn't like it," Conservative MP Garnett Genuis said during the committee meeting on May 28. Conservative MP Rachel Thomas said there is evidence that Chinese consulate officials in Vancouver met with Vancouver City Hall and tried to pressure the city to cancel Xinjiang's April performances. She also noted that the National Arts Centre in Ottawa refused to enter into an agreement with Xinjiang to hold their performances at the theatre in 2026 and 2027, even though the show has performed there for nearly two decades. "We also know in Toronto that there were bomb threats, which resulted in the cancellation of performances, even though the police actually deemed it as uncredible in terms of those threats," Thomas said. Xinjiang was formed in 2006 by leading Chinese artists, whose stated mission is to revive China's traditional culture that the group says has been much diminished under decades of communist rule. Many of Xinjiang's artists are practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, a spiritual meditation practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Falun Dafa was the fastest-growing spiritual group in China in the early 1990s, practiced by between 70 million and 100 million people by government estimates. The Chinese regime began to view the growing popularity of the Buddhist-style practice as a threat to its one-party rule, and launched a persecution campaign against Falun Gong in 1999, vowing to eliminate it. Falun Dafa Association spokesperson Joel Chipker told MPs that Xinjiang has toured around the world and to theaters across Canada for 20 years, but the CCP, under Chinese leader Xi Jinping's direct orders, has escalated a global campaign in recent years to stop the show through diplomatic pressure, 150 hoax bomb threats worldwide, and baseless lawsuits. Leaked documents from the Chinese regime have also revealed a disinformation campaign using Western media and social media against Xinjiang and Falun Dafa, he added. Chipker said the CCP seeks to suppress Xinjiang because, through its shows, the performing arts company brings awareness to the beauty of true, traditional Chinese culture before communism, and sheds light on the human rights issues happening in China today under the CCP's rule. They want to hide the crimes against humanity that they've been responsible for the past 27 years, he said, adding that there have been 20 hoax bomb and death threats in Canada alone over the past 2 years, targeting Xinjiang hosting theaters, Parliament Hill, and politicians. Chipker said that if democracy, free speech and belief, and artistic expression are put on the back burner to please China for trade, we're losing our country. He added that while Xinjiang may be the current target, other Canadian artists could face similar interference in the future if the CCP's efforts are left unchecked, including musicians, writers, or performers who express support for democracy in China or criticize communism. Unequivocal condemnation. Genuis introduced a motion calling on the committee to report to the House of Commons its unequivocal condemnation of interference by the CCP in Canada, citing the regime's targeting of Falun Dafa practitioners and Xinjiang performances. The motion also reaffirmed the importance of protecting Canadians from foreign intimidation and safeguarding fundamental freedoms. Genuis noted several occurrences of the CCP targeting Xinjiang performances in Canada this year. The National Arts Centre in Ottawa, which is a Crown corporation, had previously hosted Xinjiang for 18 years, but refused to host the show in 2026 and 2027, citing commercial reasons. Access to information records show that the Chinese embassy in Ottawa increased its engagement with NAC leadership starting in early 2023. Shortly after Beijing's new envoy, Wang Di, took up his post in July, then-NAC CEO Christopher Deacon said in a July 12, 2024, internal email that he had been advised to meet the ambassador. The NAC has not clarified who issued the advice. Deacon went on to meet with Wang in August 2024, and they met again in October 2024 at Wang's official residence for dinner. The NAC refused to host Shenyun for the 2026 season in scheduling inquiries by the presenter weeks later. The NAC's new CEO, Annabelle Cloutier, has continued the refusal. Fans of Shenyun Canada, a community of audience members and supporters, has launched a public awareness campaign and petition at letshenyunperform.ca documenting the NAC's relationship with the Chinese embassy. A crown corporation getting over $60 million a year in taxpayer funding should avoid decisions that serve China censorship goals, Chipker told MPs at the committee meeting. Asked by MP Thomas what action the federal government should take to better protect Falun Dafa and Shenyun, Joel Etienne, legal advisor for the Falun Dafa Association, said the government should call on the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, the RCMP, and Global Affairs Canada to respond to the threats and intimidation campaigns by the Chinese regime. When diplomats are involved in engaging in criminal activity in Canada, as far as I'm concerned, they can be made persona non grata and asked for the behavior to stop or to leave the country, Etienne said. Etienne listed several other recommendations by the FDAC, including for the Department of Canadian Heritage to establish federal guidance and response protocols for publicly funded cultural institutions facing foreign state intimidation. He said publicly funded venues and crown corporations, such as the NAC, should also receive training on foreign interference, transnational repression, and diplomatic pressure tactics. He also said the NAC should be directed to offer Shenyun dates to perform in Ottawa. The Epoch Times contacted the NAC for comment but didn't hear back by publication time. The FDAC is also calling for Canadian security agencies to investigate the broader pattern of foreign interference and transnational repression targeting the cultural sector and enforce relevant provisions of existing legislation, and for Global Affairs Canada to review whether consular pressure on Canadian venues violated the Vienna Convention. Chipker noted the FDAC supports Genuis's motion, said that the issue of foreign interference by the CCP is a nonpartisan issue that affects everyone, not just the Falun Dafa community or Shenyun. When we allow a foreign dictatorship to silence our voices, our arts, then we lose everything in Canada. We have no sovereignty anymore. We're at the behest of a foreign dictatorship, he added. Liberal MPs on the Heritage Committee voted down having unanimous consent to pass Genuis's motion, saying it needs to be deliberated on and revisited at a future date. Threats linked to China. Toronto's Four Seasons for the Performing Arts cancelled six scheduled Shenyun performances from March 29 to April 5, despite a police investigation confirming the threats were unfounded. The theatre agreed earlier this month to host rescheduled shows following repeated requests from the show's local presenter, the Falun Dafa Association of Canada. The Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver was also a target of hoax bomb threats prior to Shenyun's April performances at the venue, but the theatre permitted the shows to proceed after the Vancouver Police Department confirmed the threats were not credible. The VPD's cybercrime unit determined the phone number associated with the email account from which the threats were sent is based in China, and the same email account also sent the threats to the Toronto Theatre. Meanwhile, officials from the Chinese consulate in Vancouver met with a City Hall official in April to pressure the city to not allow Shenyun to perform at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, which is owned by the City of Vancouver, according to a May 4 Global News report. Conservative MP Kevin Wan noted that just 13 months ago, Prime Minister Mark Carney referred to China as the biggest security threat to Canada, but now Ottawa is expanding trade with China and allowing Chinese electric vehicles into the country at base-level tariffs after signing several agreements with Beijing in January. The committee meeting came on the same day Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi is set to meet with Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand.